All right, hey guys, welcome back to the very, really, very. Okay, I'm a kid, I'm a baby that I'm taking over for Curtis because I said very instead of very. Welcome to the Very Really Good Podcast. this is episode 67 of the Very Really Good Podcast. I apologize that I haven't uploaded a podcast in like fucking 2 weeks. Been insanely busy with stuff. Yeah, it's been crazy, man. I've just been like filming a bunch, because I'm traveling a lot the next few weeks, so I needed to like have some videos ready to go. But I also need to still film when I'm like away a little bit, but yeah, man, it's been a while. Sorry. but this should be a fun one. Yeah, man, I guess I'm just gonna fucking talk about some what I've been up to the last 2 weeks, because it's been go, 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 all right? Go, go, goey, 101. Goey 101 is what these last few weeks have been like. I'm currently in Jenna's hometown of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, just, like, visiting her family and kind of just, like, chilling for a little bit. Before we go on a trip, but yeah, man, it's fun, it's good, it's hot out today, dude. And let me just fucking say, I love summertime, summertime's awesome, but hey, man, these bugs can get out of my face, all right? I have 8 bug bites right now, after going on one, like, 20-minute walk, dude. I fucking hate that shit, man. Dude, it's always been like that, like, for my whole life. Like, I'll be with like a group of people and we'll all be like going on a walk at night, and I'll get back inside and I'll have like 10 bug bites on each leg, and then I'll be like, my legs will be so, like, fucking swollen and shit, and I'll be itchy, and then everyone's like, oh, that was awesome, there's no bugs outside. And I was like, well, okay, well, there were a lot of bugs, actually. They were just feasting on my fucking skin and blood. That's why you didn't see them. And I didn't know having such bomb blood would be such a burden, you know? Bomb blood is a burden. I got the juiciest blood. And sometimes I'm really proud of it. But sometimes when I'm walking through a forest at night, I'm like, God damn it. Why does my blood have to be so lit? I got lit blood, man. Tastes so good. Because I've tried it. I have. Whenever I'm thirsty and there isn't a water bottle around, I'll just, you know, give my blood a quick suck, and it's fine, and it's lit. The blood is lit, I'll tell you that, all right? My blood type is, oh, man, that's good. My blood type is, oh, man, that tastes good. My blood type is B positive. And I be positive that my blood tastes the best, all right? chewing some ice. Yeah, what did I get up to the last 2 weeks? Yeah, a lot of filming. A lot of, like, I did some shows. I can talk about those, right? Ooh, bars, dude. Did some shows. Talk about those. Here we go. So yeah, I did 2 shows in Alberta, Canada. It was kind of, it's my first like real show after all this like YouTube stuff kind of happened, you know? It seemed like I wanted to do some like sooner, but stuff with venues didn't work out, and I wanted to work on my material a lot more. So I got like a comfortable like 45-50 minute set that I'm really stoked on. And yeah, man, me, my buddy Jacob, my other buddy Dean, you guys know Dean and Jacob, you guys know them. I was able to bring them out with me, which is fucking amazing. And, yeah, it was fucking sick, man. The shows were amazing. Calgary and Edmonton know how to fucking laugh at shit. It was cool, man. And everyone I talked to, they were like everyone I talked to was like, so like appreciative of us like being there, because like no one ever goes there, I guess, which is pretty sad. But yeah, everyone was like, "Why the f-?" Everyone, literally everyone who I met in the meet and greet, everyone was like, "Why are you here?" I don't, because I am. I don't know. I wanted to do a show. But yeah, it was fucking sick, man. We took planes. We took a lot of planes everywhere, and it was a lot of fun, man. That was the first time, dude. The first time going to an airport with your best friends, it's really funny. It's really funny because everyone is so like, everyone else there is always just like so fucking, like stressed and like, okay, we gotta go here, we gotta go there, I gotta drop my bag off, I gotta get my pass, I gotta go through security. Oh my god, what the fuck? And then me, Jacob, and Dean were fucking laughing so hard at like 8 a.m. in line because none of like the fucking ticket kiosk things worked. So we were like coming up with stupid, like terrible song parodies, and we were laughing, dude. And it was awesome. We had such a fun time in the airport, and the hotels were a lot of fun. We hotel bedrooms are hilarious. They're really funny. And we had a great time. It was a good time. I felt like fucking. I felt like a little kid, a little boy, and that's who is hosting the podcast because it's a very, very good podcast. But yeah, the shows were sick. The venues were fucking fire. The first venue was really cool. I want to talk about that one. So the venues we played at, they're called Rec Rooms. I think they're only Canadian, but they have like everything in there, dude. There's like a restaurant. There's like a game room, like an arcade type thing, and then there's like a venue in the back where they do shows. So yeah, the first venue was so beautiful, man. Like we had this huge screen behind me, and then seating right in the front down below, and then like another platform like above it, and then another platform like above that, and then another one like at the top. Like it was like a mezzanine type thing. It was crazy, man. Like I've never had to like look directly up while doing stand up. That was a new thing for me. But yeah, man, shows were fucking sick. I was hyped on it. I was stoked to be there, and I can't wait to go back. I'm gonna go back fucking soon, hopefully, with an even bigger venue, which also means I need to like write newer material because I can't do the same material twice. So, but whatever, it'll be fun. I gotta work on new bits too. I feel like my brain hasn't been like in. Like write like stand up mode in a bit, like writing material, because I've been like so focused on making my stuff that I've done before better. So I definitely need to work on new material, but man, it's tough when I'm like fucking focusing on videos every week and stuff. But yeah, I don't know, man, it's good. I'm excited for the, I guess by now, hopefully my video about fucking what's his face will be up, because you'll be listening to this on Tuesday. Hopefully, I'll cross my fingers, because who knows. I'm waiting for a brand to watch it and say it's okay. So yeah, you just never know. And I had it done last night, but it's fucking 4th of July, so no one can watch it because they're all out of office. Ugh. So that's fun. It's going to be a last minute thing, and I love those so much, you know, just stress all the time. Keep it coming, man. Keep it coming. Oh, is that more stress? Oh, yeah, I'll have that too. I already got a big plate full of it, but yeah, if you got some more, just pile it on. Yeah, there's more room for that. I'll find room. I always do. I always will. And that's a guarantee. All right. Life is good, man. It's good though. I sound dramatic, but it's really good. Yeah, so we leave tomorrow to go home to Toronto for like a night, and then we leave Saturday morning to go to LA. So we're going to Los Angeles, the city of Angeles. All right, Angela's in the Outfield. You guys remember Angels in the Outfield? The fuck was that movie? Oh, the guy plays baseball, but he's an angel. Oh, cool. I learned so much about my life just by playing this sport. Yeah, man. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. So we got to take, I think our flight's at like 10 a.m. or some shit. And then we get to L.A. We're staying there for a few days before VidCon. I'm getting tattooed by one of my fucking favorite tattoo artists ever. And I'm so excited. It's going to be nuts. I'm not getting nuts tattooed, but I'm getting... Honestly, like, I would have been like, you can fucking tattoo anything on me, man. I don't give a fuck. You can tattoo the Declaration of Independence on my back. The full thing, dude. I don't care. Signatures and all. Fuck it. I don't care. If someone asked me, like, why the fuck do you have the Declaration of Independence on your back? I'd be like, I don't know. My back is, like... I was like, I'm pretty independent, and, like, my back is, like... It's like my back, you know, it's like the backbone, and that's like the Declaration of Independence is like the backbone of American laws and stuff. So that's, I figured I'd get it on my backbone because, you know, I don't care. I'll figure out a way. You can tattoo anything on me. I don't give a fuck. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this because then he will, but I'm fucking hyped. But it's going to be hot as shit, dude. Because it's like, gross in LA, right? With all that smog, you know? Because that Pokemon is using smog all the time in LA. They're always complaining about smog. They're like, oh, that Pokemon coughing is always using smog, right? That's a Pokemon move, right? I'm gonna Google it. Pokemon move, smog. Yeah, dude, I'm fucking right. I nailed it, dude. Also, how about the fact that there's a Pokemon Wikipedia called Bulbapedia? Who has the time to go through and make an entire Wikipedia for Pokemon info? No one's getting paid for this. That's so crazy. Can someone make a Curtis Connor Wikipedia? That would be so funny. Please make that happen. That would make me laugh very hard. I mean, I don't even know what you would put there on it. So his shoes. These are the shoes that he wears. I don't know. We're really scraping the barrel. There's not much to this guy. Curtis Connor Wikipedia. Fucking. Yeah, but. Yeah, what are we doing? LA, yeah. We're there for a few days to see friends and shit, and then we're going to VidCon. VidConner is actually the full pronunciation of it. Video Connor. So people always think it's video conference or vid. That's what it is, right? Video conference? I don't know. But it's actually Video Connor is the full proper thing. So they kind of made me go because my last name is Connor. So they're like, well, it only makes sense. We can't have a vid Connor without Curtis Connor, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. You're pulling my leg. I guess I'll go. So yeah, I've never been to VidCon. I've never been to any sort of like internet like creator fucking conference. It's gonna be weird. And I'm probably going to hate it most of the time, but we'll see. Because, oh my God, dude. You know YouTubers are got to be the most fucking annoying people in the world. I mean, the people who I'm friends with and stuff and who I know, who I'm friendly with. Like, they're nice. Like, they're very nice, cool people, you know? And I just want to talk to the people that I know, okay? Meeting new people who suck, it's the worst. Hey, so what do you do on your channel? That's what I do. I do live yarping. I do live puking, dude. I fucking press record, shove my fingers down my goddamn gullet, and I let loose, all right? And then people press subscribe, okay? I don't know, man. The amount of times I've had to explain what I do on my channel to people who don't give a fuck, I could do without, you know? So, like, what kind of comedy do you do? Oh, well, that's not a question anyone can answer, so, all right, bye.
So, like, what do you talk about?
You. I talk about you and you only, all right? How about that? How about that, man? I talk about you, what you do, who you are, your past, and your fears, and your fucking wife, all right? That's what I talk about. I know people, I know, you can tell when people are actually curious, but when people who are just, like, saying it, because, just to be like, hey, what are you talking about? It's like, fuck off, man. You're only asking me because you just did a fucking line of cocaine, you don't actually care. That's not true, I don't know. I don't want to assume anyone does drugs, because when you assume, you make an ass out of Sue. And Sue is very sensitive about when people think she's an ass. So you don't want to assume, okay? But it should be fun, man. It'll be a good time. I'll just get drunk. I'm sure they'll have open bars and shit. So I'll be there. I think I know a few people going who I really, really like. Like Danny and Drew. Chris Clemens is going to be there. I know Germ is going to be there, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. And then after fucking LA, we're going to fucking Italy. We're going to Italy, dude. Isn't that exciting? I'm going to ride on a Vespa with Paolo. And then I'm going to throw a coin into the Trevi Fountain, and then I'm going to find a pop star that looks like me. And then I'm going to realize that Paolo is just fucking using me, dude. And then I'm going to be like, sing to me, Paolo. And he's going to be like, you know? Can't wait. For anyone who hasn't seen the Lizzie McGuire movie, one, that didn't make any sense to you. And two, turn off this podcast right now and go watch the Lizzie McGuire movie, because what are you doing? I don't think I've ever met someone who hasn't seen that movie. That might be, people always say, the Avatar and fucking Avengers is the highest grossing? No, it's got to be the Lizzie McGuire movie, dude. Everyone has seen that movie. Everyone in the world. Also, how the fuck did Avatar make so much money? Right? Wasn't even that good. I think I've talked about this before. But how fucking funny is it that Marvel is like, listen, Endgame has to be, we have to make more money than Avatar, okay? So we're going to put out, and we're going to re-release Endgame with like an extra scene in it. Fuck it, who cares? That's so fucking funny, man. Imagine if like YouTubers did that. I always like I was like comparing like regular media to like online content and like YouTube. Like how musicians, they won't do anything for like a year, and then they'll just come out with an album. YouTubers can't do that, man. I mean, you could, but you're not gonna fucking, you're gonna be broke as shit. Make one video every year and be like, all right, back in the studio, man. I mean, that'd be a good fucking video if you're spending just one whole year on it. Dude, if that was the case, I guarantee you, if I was only allowed to upload one YouTube video every year, I would do nothing for 11 months and then stress for the 3 weeks before I had to post and be like, okay, is this good enough? 100%. Fuck that. I need like a deadline. I need someone to be like, hey, you need to upload this then or else everyone's going to hate you. I know it's not true, but I need to think that for me to actually do things because I don't know. It's probably a deep-rooted issue that is probably serious, but I don't want to get into it because I don't like confrontation. Anyway, yeah, we're going to fucking Italy, man. It's going to be, dude, we looked at the fucking temperature. It's going to be like 40 degrees. Celsius, that is. Celsius to Fahrenheit. Let's see. 40 Celsius is 104 Fahrenheit. Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be really fucking brutal. But I'm excited because it's going to be pretty and I'm going to be eating gelato and fucking spaghetti, you know? I'm stoked. We've never been to Italy before, so we're going to be really excited. Well, we are excited. We're not going to be excited. We're not excited yet, but we will be. Trust me. Yeah, man, it's going to be cool. Fucking, you know, verandas, I don't know, on a boat. I don't know. And also the fucking Airbnbs and travel and shit is like super cheap, which is rad. I love not spending money. The only expensive part was like the fucking flights. That was a big oof. It would have been cheap if we got like flights that were like, you know, connecting and shit. It's weird how that makes it cheaper. Because you're using like three planes instead of one, but that's cheaper somehow? What do you... Doesn't make any sense, dude. Oh, man. Planes, you know? Plain and simple, they're pretty cool. What else did I want to fucking talk about, dude? I feel like that's the issue with like going so long without doing a podcast. Like, I forget what happened, you know? Oh, dude, I saw Spider-Man, dude. How fucking cool is that character? I don't think they realize how much they snapped when they made that character. And I feel like if you were to just like explain that character to me and I've never seen it before, I'd be like, that's fucking weird. A guy who sticks to stuff and shoots things out of his wrist and swings around. What? But then you see it and you're like, oh, okay. He's the fucking coolest person in the world. Got it. Got it. Yeah, the movie was fucking so well done. I mean, I don't want to talk about it because I would spoil everything. But I will say this. All right? It's good. It's a good movie. All right? And I'll watch it again. There's that. There's the fucking tea for you. Okay? Oh, man. Yeah, movies are great. I want to make a movie. Can't be that hard. Just kidding. It probably is. There's nothing longer than the credits of a Marvel movie, okay? And longer than the Declaration of Independence, for sure. Imagine getting some Marvel credits tattooed on your back. You need fucking 9 backs for that. I need 9 backs. That's line back. That's a football. That's a football. Lineback, right? Yeah, so many. There's like hundreds of fucking people who work on a Marvel movie. But obviously, when you watch it, you're like, oh, true. Dude, I realized in the fucking credits, there's names of like paintings. Isn't that crazy? Like, if there was the paintings that were in that movie, like in the background or whatever, they had to credit them. The fuck? That's so specific, man. Yeah, the bricks, the cobblestones in the background of this old fucking German city were built by a man named fucking Gustav in 1385. Did they have to credit him? They just credit everything ever. The bug, the housefly that you saw, he is a credited role. He is, we believe he's about 3 hours old, and it's in memoriam because flies don't live that long, so he's fucking dead now. But yeah, that was great. Also, the house is a good house. The good house was played by Good House. Just crediting fucking everything. Oh, man. I gotta start putting credits at the end of my videos, dude. Just bullshit long ones. Crazy. But yeah, it was a good movie. If you guys haven't seen it, go see it. Two movies you need to watch. Lizzie McGuire movie and Spider-Man Far From Home. Okay? And that's all I'll fucking say. Those are the only two movies you ever need to watch. All right? God, that's crazy. Fucking what else happened? What else can we fucking talk about? I mean, I was going to talk about that guy, that YouTuber, but that's really sad. So I'm not going to, because I don't want to fucking 2 weeks off, and then we get back, and we're like, okay, now let's get sad. Yeah, you missed me. Oh, dude. I feel like I'm such a fucking loser, man. Like, this video game I play, it's called Apex Legends. I play it a lot. It's a lot of fun. And they just released a bunch of new stuff for it, but I don't have time to play it, and I'm really sad. Oh, God. How fucking lame is my life, dude? I have to go to LA. I won't get to play. I don't get to play my video game. So dumb. I'll survive. Maybe. I'm gonna pack my fucking PS4.
No, that'd be lame.
But I wouldn't put it past me, to be honest. Man, fucking tour is coming up soon, kinda. Man, the rest of the summer is gonna be insane. Going forward, I apologize if I miss a week going forward, my podcast or anything. Because, you know, I'm fucking... I'm gonna be traveling a lot, and especially when I'm in Italy, like, I'll be editing and stuff, but yeah, for podcasts, I don't know, we'll see. I'm gonna try my best. I'll just, please remember that. I'm gonna try my best while also trying to enjoy my vacation. Dude, this is what I want to talk about. I remember this time in elementary school. This is really funny that we did this. Me and this guy Kyle, I talked about him before on my podcast. God, I wish I remembered the last name. I want to find him and see what he looks like now. But we used to make these, like, action movies, these fake action movies. But I remember one time in grade 5, fifth grade, we planned to, like, start writing our own video game magazine. Me talking about video games reminded me of this. Yeah, we wanted to, like, write our own video game magazine, and I forget what it was fucking called, but God, I wish I had it. I think I have it somewhere at my mom's house, but I wrote, like, an article about my favorite video game, and then, like, another kid wrote an article, one kid drew, like, a picture, one guy did, like, a video game review. We had, like, a squad of kids, dude. A squad of fucking geeks being like, let's make a magazine and we can sell it to kids and make money. And, like, we made one copy. It was, like, stapled together. It was all different size. Like, so bad. One was, like, on a piece of lined paper. One was on, like, a construction paper. And it was just, like, stapled together. And we were like, we did it. We fucking made a magazine. And then we didn't know how to, like, photocopy, so we never sold it. So we just had the one. And then we never spoke of it again, and we never did it again. How fucking weird is that? That when you're a kid, you can just do that. You're like, yeah, sure. Video game magazine? Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's do it. I'm down. I'll do it tonight. I don't care. And you just do it. Someone gives me anything to do now, I'm like, okay, you can absolutely fuck off. I'm not doing anything, dude. Or you want to start a book club? Yeah, see you there, dude. Oh, what's the address again? Sorry, I don't know what that is. I can't go. I'm lost. Sorry. You want to start a bowling league? Okay, well, bye. Bowling league. I'm in a bowling league of my own. One that doesn't exist. Bye. I do like bowling, but... You want to organize something, dude? No. No, dude. Am I a bad person for that? I don't know. I just don't like doing shit, you know? I hate doing stuff. And I think we can all agree on that, dude. I'm just such a Taurus, you know? just tourist things. It's whatever. Video game magazine? Yeah, so me and my boys, we're starting this video game magazine. Hey, what? What are you doing? Dude, imagine me, like me and my buddies now doing that. Yeah, you want to link and build? I'm thinking of starting my own video game magazine. Oh, that's funny, man. Video game magazine, you know? Do those even exist anymore? Does anyone even buy magazines? Magazine? Make America Great Again zines? Yikes. Magazine? That's stupid. And that guy sucks. But happy 4th of July, guys. Even though when you're listening to this, it will not be that. But whatever. Oh, man. I feel like this might be a shorter podcast because, ow. Yeah, I'm going out for dinner in a second. Yeah, what else can I fucking talk about, man? Oh, dude, someone fucking sent my Dancing Ninja video to Elise Estrada's now husband, and he responded. He was like, haha, love it. And I don't know if that means they watch the video and they love it, or if he's like, oh, I love that you sent that to me. Won't show it to my wife, though. Dude, that'd be sick. That's my dream, dude. Seventh grade. I can travel back in time to seventh grade Curtis and be like, we did it, man. She knows you exist. It's crazy, man. It's nuts being at the point where I'm at, where like if I make a video about someone, they're like most likely gonna see it. Not most likely, like they probably, like they maybe will, but before it was like, oh, they're not gonna see this ever. But now there's like a chance, so it's pretty cool. And the only person who really like didn't have a good thing to say about me was the attractive man. He was not happy with me, I'll tell you that much. But whatever. Why does he even care, dude? He's probably too busy. I don't even know why he was talking to me, to be honest, because I'm not, a girl walking down the street, so I don't know why he was talking to me. Whatever. He's a cool guy, right? Very attractive. So attractive, dude. Oh, yeah, that goatee? Whoa. Nothing like a chin strap. Chin strap. For this thin chap. Makes a fat booty go clap. I did not come up with that. That is from Jake and Amir. I am not that funny. Imagine I just come up with that on a whim like that. Yeah, right, dude. Fucking sick. All right, maybe we'll end it there. This is just a little check-in, guys. I hope this was fun. I hope you laughed a little bit, at least. Yeah, man, I was going to do a longer podcast, but that video game magazine, it's in my head, and I just got to go do it. I just got to go make it. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Next one will be longer, regular length. But yeah, fucking, if you want to keep up with me on my travels, you can follow me on Instagram and stuff, at Curtis Connor. Watch my new video if you haven't. And make sure to grab tickets for the Danny and Drew tour, because we added some new shows. Second show in Chicago, second show in Indianapolis, and a new show in Austin, Texas. And also stay tuned for some other shows, possibly. Who knows? So just keep your eyes peeled. Peel them open, and be on the lookout, all right? Thank you so much. Apologies again for, you know, the lack of pause for the last little bit, but this was fun to get back in it and talk to you guys for a bit. So, yeah, this was episode 67 of Very Really Good. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast, share it on your story, do all the fun stuff. And, yeah, man, I'll fucking talk to you guys soon. Yeah, have a good week. Love you guys. Peace out. Peace and love, dude. Declaration of Peace and Love by George Washington. Did he write the Declaration of Independence? No one knows, but I'm going to steal it. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Okay, goodbye, guys.